This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and I am beside myself today because I've been looking forward to this interview since I heard that we might be able to set it up. And I just am ecstatic. If you're a child of the 80s like me, and you all know that I am, you know, voice of Rainbow Bright and My Little Pony and all of that. And so, you know, right wrapped up in that whole pop culture thing that is my life is E.T., one of my favorite movies of all time. And I know it's one of yours. If you don't even have to be a child of the 80s, just if you're a movie lover, everyone loves E.T. Well, as a mom now, and being able to look back at that movie and, you know, always having been a child and seeing the mom in that movie and just, oh, being in love with her and looking up to Dee Wallace, I'm so excited right now to have on the show today the mom from E.T., plus, you know, incredibly renowned actress from then on, but I know that that's where we all fell in love with her. Dee Wallace, thanks so much for being here today.
Wow. Send me a recording of that intro. I think that's the best intro I've ever had.
And I didn't even incorporate the fact that you're now up for a Daytime Emmy Award, which just makes me over the moon about that. I can't believe that, you know, it's your career has been so inspirational, and it's been, you know, it's spanned so many different, you know, you've done so much. And the fact that now, you know, here we are at 2016 and you're up for a Daytime Emmy Award, like, you don't stop.
Who would think, right?
It's fantastic.
I mean, after everything I've done, I get this nod from Daytime, and I think it's just fabulous and beautiful, and I can't wait to go May 1st and party with everybody, whether I get it or not. It's just, you know, it's a kick. It's a kick after being in the business 40 years.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's much deserved accolades. I think it's great. And you know, we've been known at the Motherhood Quarter to show up at the Daytime Emmys on the red carpet. So we may just be there checking out what you're wearing and asking you a few questions. So keep your eyes out.
Oh, please. We'll party together. Come on.
Absolutely. But now, you know, I'm so excited to have you on for another very important reason. You have a passion project that you went to, you raised money on Kickstarter for, and it really is such an important subject for moms, and such an important product that you've come up with. And I want to talk about how your journey to making this a reality. So let's start there. Now, you've created. Tell me, I don't want to mispronounce it. Tell me the name of the bear.
Bupalapaloo.
Yeah. The Bupalapaloo. Now, what?
Hey, isn't it fun to say? Come on,
It's so much fun to say. And now I want to know, what did you wake up one morning and say, you know what, this is something I want to do? Like, how did Bupalapaloo come about?
No. Well, it was a divinely given idea, I have to say, but it wasn't a morning revelation. You know, I've been a teacher all my life. I have a teaching degree from the University of Kansas, and taught high school, and then I had my own acting studio, and I've had my own dance studio, and then I've been an intuitive life coach for over 20 years. And with all of the people that I've worked with, I started really putting together this common thing that everybody was sharing, which was they just did not love themselves. They did not honor themselves. They didn't say, they weren't even able to say, I'm awesome. I have clients all the time going, I don't know what loving myself, what is that, Dee? I don't even know what that means. And I think a lot of us are in the same boat. And I think it's because, you know, it's been passed down for years and years that that's not been okay, that we're self-centered, and people aren't going to like us if we toot our own horn. And the self-love that I'm talking about is really the core thing of knowing how special and loved you are by source, whatever the name of your source is in this universe, and that you came in to do something and be important in this world. So when I started putting all that together, it was at the same time that I got really interested in studying brain science and how our brains are formed. And it was staggering to me as a mother to find out that how we see ourselves in the world and how we see the world liking us and loving us and giving us our place is in place by the time we're 18 months old to 4 years old.
Yeah.
That's staggering.
Isn't
before
it?
We even have language, which means that we are picking up by energetic feeling and osmosis almost, scenarios about who we are that probably have no basis in reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I want to teach people to love themselves because I know how important that is. And it's got to start at a really early age. So what better way to do that than to build it into the iconic, accepted toy of a teddy bear? And so that's how Bubbleopaloo came together.
That is so smart.
Thank you. 14 really important, empowering, first-person statements in the paw. So your child presses the paw and he'll hear, for example, "I love my body." Now, we all understand as parents how important it is to teach a child to accept and love their body the way it's created, right?
Yep.
So then the child says that back to the bear, "I love my body." So you've got a bonding object, you've got a strong first-person affirmation, and you've got repetition. All three things that you need to create a synapse in the brain and in the subconscious, which goes, "Yeah, I love my body. I am so loved," is another one. "I'm going to be great," right? "I love being happy." All of these positive, what we might call affirmations, but affirmations have to be hooked up with positive, fun, loving experiences for them to be really, a movable force in our lives.
Right.
And so that's how Bubbleopaloo was born, and it's my passion project. And I said, you're the first people I get to share this with. The National Parenting Company just sent us that we have been awarded their seal of approval, which is, like the Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
Absolutely. It's huge. Toys. That's a very big deal. And, I want to get further into this conversation about this bear as soon as we come back, because I think that it's an amazing concept. And I'm so excited that it's been nationally recognized and approved gotten the stamp of approval and validation from, people who know, what our children are going to benefit from. But not only that, it's so important to understand the background behind why you did what you did and the purpose behind it, because it's tragic that there are so many people who have this issue as adults with self-love. And so we're going to come back and dig even deeper into this conversation right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and you're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.